Gang, we know that 2024 is going to be the most volatile election we've ever seen. But regardless of what ultimately happens, Donald Trump's politics have truly already won all over the world and are currently reshaping the geopolitical map for the foreseeable future. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So if you haven't done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized by the big tech overlords. But despite their efforts at censoring us, we got just one thing to say.
I'll be back.
That's right, gang. He is back and we're back. It's time to show your support and celebrate the great return by clicking on that link below and getting your very own Trumpinator 2024 bobblehead in preparation for Donald Trump's glorious reascendance to the United States presidency. This collectible bobblehead from Proud Patriots is made with the highest quality material, and it really is a must-have for any Trump fan who wants to send some powerful energy towards what's shaping up to be the most glorious political comeback in history. Now, don't wait. There are just a limited number of these collectibles, and you know, you don't want to be caught paying way more later on eBay from someone who bought one right now. So whatever you do, don't wait. Click on that link below right now and show your support for Trump 2024 today. I don't know how many of you have been keeping abreast of the massive farmers' revolt in the nation of Germany. Taking inspiration from Dutch farmers some months back, German farmers have brought their cities to a standstill by protesting their woke leftist government's green policies that they claim threaten the very existence of the agricultural industry. Tractors and trucks have shut down entrances to motorways, bridges, and tunnels in various regions and states all across Germany. In some cases, they blocked off entry to entire cities such as Brandenburg. It's nothing short of a massive populist revolt where the German people are demanding that their woke leaders stop ruling them and start representing them. In other words, German farmers and workers are rising up and demanding that their leaders should represent their values, interests, and concerns rather than rule according to the values, interests, and concerns of the globalist ruling elite. And of course, this uprising in Germany is but the latest in the populist uprisings that are occurring all over the continent of Europe and indeed all over the West and the world as a whole. A number of pundits and scholars are calling it a kind of Trumpification of world politics, where more and more populations are embracing border security, economic security, and cultural security as the defining politics that are collectively reorganizing world order around more nationalist, populist, and traditionalist norms. Breitbart just had a very interesting exclusive interview with President Trump where they explored this very theme of how Trump, or better, Trumpism, actually represents a far wider transnational movement that's enabling more and more populations to take their politics back away from a ruling globalist elite. From Javier Milei's recent win in Argentina to George Meloni's astonishing rise to prime minister in Italy, from Geert Wilders' stunning win in the Netherlands to Viktor Orban's unrivaled political dominance in Hungary, Trump is recognizing that the internationalist populist movement is stronger than ever, even stronger than in 2016 when Trump and Brexit combined to shock the globalist establishment like never before. And left-wing pundits are beginning to openly panic over this. Foreign Policy magazine just published a dire warning to their fellow leftists entitled, "Right-wing populism is set to sweep the West in 2024. It's a rather fascinating piece. It notes that over 40% of the world's population will be voting in an election in 2024, and that trends suggest this is the year that the geopolitical map is going to be radically recalibrated to the right like never before. So, for example, the big election to keep an eye on is the upcoming national elections in Austria, where the so-called far-right Freedom Party looks like they're going to win in a landslide. But even Portugal, which has been ruled by leftists for the last several years, they have their national election coming up, and all the polls show that the political right is poised to win in a landslide. But on top of that, you've got the grand prize, The European Union elections are this year. And again, the so-called far right, the nationalist populist right, they're poised to make their biggest gains ever in the European Parliament, possibly becoming the single largest bloc in the whole of the Union. So what's really happening here? Is Trump's politics really taking over the world? Well, in a manner of speaking, yes. I think that we have to understand all of this, from Brexit to Trump to the rise of the so-called far right throughout Europe and the like. All of these happenings are all examples of the rise of what scholars call post-security politics. And post-security politics describes the kind of political reactions that happen when the three basic securities that are supposed to be guaranteed by the nation state, border security, economic security, and cultural security, begin to erode under the pressures of globalization. So globalization, of course, has eroded border security, primarily through mass immigration. But it's also eroded economic security with something called a global division of labor, where manufacturing and factory jobs are shipped out to third world nations, all the while capital and finance are relocated to urban centers, leaving rural populations highly unemployed. And globalization's eroded cultural security by recasting our nation's culture, customs, and traditions as now bigoted, racist, all kinds of phobic, along with the radical demographic changes happening through globalism's propensity towards open borders, right? So you could see how these post-security concerns form a loop. Border insecurity feeds into economic insecurity, which feeds into cultural insecurity, which in turn is fed by border insecurity. So the three securities that we used to rely on with the nation state project, border security, economic security, and cultural security, all three have eroded under globalism. And so there's currently a massive backlash where populations are more and more reasserting their national and economic sovereignty and their customs, cultures, and traditions as mechanisms of resistance against the anti-cultural processes of globalization and its secular aristocracy. And the way it's working out is rather simple. Border insecurities are awakening a new nationalism. Renewed efforts, right, to restore national sovereignty, like we saw with Brexit or with Trump. Economic insecurities are awakening a new populism, where the people are standing up to multinational corporations and bringing back their manufacturing and industrial base. And cultural insecurities are awakening a new traditionalism, where populations are re-embracing their customs and traditions, most particularly, interestingly enough, their religious traditions, as mechanisms of resistance against the woke leftism pushed by globalism. And so a new politics is indeed emerging around these three forms of security. And that politics is the politics of the new right, the nationalist, populist, and traditionalist right. And so it is true that Trump is, in effect, taking over the world. But that's only because Trump is himself a part of a very important part of wider dynamics that are giving rise to a new conservative age like never before. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.